With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The House Ethics Committee has found that Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick of Florida committed 25 ethics violations. She faces possible expulsion. The committee said it would recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. Congress is moving closer to funding the Department of Homeland Security. The weeks-long budget impasse has meant that TSA and other federal workers have gone without pay. The Senate voted overnight to restore most DHS funding, except for immigration enforcement. It now goes to the House. There are media reports that the Pentagon is considering sending up to 10,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East. Here's the BBC's Sebastian Usher.
President Trump continues to keep all options open and therefore both Iran and the wider world guessing at his intentions. The report in the Wall Street Journal that 10,000 more troops could be sent to the region is an indication that further military escalation is still on the cards, though the number of U.S. forces is still nowhere near what a full ground offensive would need.
A Florida man who fled to China and his sister have been charged after an explosive device was left outside a gate at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. U.S. Attorney Greg Keough.
We have three indictments before you. Alan Jang, he's charged with an attempted damage of government property by explosive, making a destructive device and possession of a destructive device. He faces 40 years. And Mary Jang, his sister, is charged with being an accessory after the fact, tampering with evidence. She faces 30 years. And Mr. Elder is charged with making a threat of an explosive, and he faces 10 years.
Audio courtesy of WFTS. Stocks continue to slide on Wall Street. The NASDAQ is now down more than 1% in today's early trading on Wall Street. The Dow off by 1%. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Kentucky. That story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The city of Louisville will pay nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit filed by a Christian photographer who doesn't want to shoot gay weddings. Alliance Defending Freedom defended the plaintiff and says, quote, "The government cannot force Americans to say things they don't believe. For almost 6 years, Louisville officials tried to do just that by threatening to force Chelsea Nelson to promote views about marriage that violate her religious beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish leaders have been meeting with Trump administration officials over a spike in anti-Semitic acts in this country. Gary Torgow, chair of the Jewish Federations of North America, sat down with FBI officials recently and said what we saw in that meeting is a sincere concern and really active engagement. Anti-Semitism has been rising ever since the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Correspondent Keith Peters tells us that Washington, D.C.'s cherry blossoms have reached their peak bloom.
The National Park Service says the flowering blooms hit their peak on Thursday, meaning 70% of the Yoshino cherry blossoms are open. The Park Service says this timing is typical for late March and early April. The blooms last only a few days. Cool, calm weather helps them stay, but rain, wind, or heat can strip petals fast. The National Cherry Blossom Festival runs for 4 weeks with music and Japanese cultural events. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani has the most popular jersey heading into 2026. It's the third straight season his jersey has topped the list. In fact, two of Ohtani's teammates on the Dodgers are in that list of the top five. More details at srnnews.com.